Chapter 2. The men walked quickly and quietly. They were very fit and they knew how to fight. Sergeant Farrell looked left and right. He watched for danger. Safety was the most important thing tonight. Sergeant Farrell didn't want to be a hero. He didn't want a medal. He just wanted to keep his men safe. This was their last mission. He wanted Billy, Tom, and all the other men to go home to their families. "I will keep these men alive," he said to himself. "They will be happy, and they will have a future." "Why are we blowing up the tunnel?" asked a soldier next to him. This was Mike. Sergeant Farrell smiled. He liked Mike a lot. They were good friends. Mike was a good soldier. He could be a sergeant too one day. "Well, it was a secret, but I can tell you now," said Sergeant Farrell. "There will be a big attack on the country's capital city tomorrow. We will destroy the tunnel tonight. This will stop enemy soldiers from traveling into the capital by train tomorrow. It will stop any equipment getting there by train as well." "Okay," said Mike. "And after the attack on the capital, the war will be over?" "Yes," said Sergeant Farrell. "We have a very important mission to complete tonight." After 30 minutes, they were near the railway track. They turned west and followed the track from a distance. They did not get too close because soldiers walked along the track. "I have a question," said Mike. Most soldiers didn't ask questions, but Mike always wanted to know everything. "When will the bombs destroy the tunnel?" Sergeant Farrell was carrying one of the bombs on his back. Four of the men had the other bombs. "We will put them in the tunnel and run away," said Sergeant Farrell. "We will have 1 hour before the bombs destroy the tunnel. We will be a long way from the tunnel by then. Sam has a radio. When we get to the coast, he will call the boat. The boat will meet us, and we will escape." "Okay," said Mike quietly. "You seem worried, Mike," said Sergeant Farrell. "Well, it sounds too easy," he said. "You worry too much," said Sergeant Farrell, and the two friends walked along in silence. Sergeant Farrell said nothing, but he was worried too. Something did not feel right. Mike was right. It was too easy. In war, nothing was ever easy.